Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to another digital edition across the FaceTime waves of Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
We just haven't been able to make it out of our own homes, Portslough crew. That's what's going on. You know, there's no lockdown rules at the time of recording, but we've just decided to stay in anyway.
Yeah. And actually, it's quite nice at the moment. It's getting really autumnal. The seasons are really changing. I had to do an Instagram Live yesterday, and this girl was in New York, and she was like, oh, it's kind of nice here. I was like, oh, God, it's awful here. It's so grim. And I was looking out my window of this, I don't know, sea air just getting really damp and moist outside. I was like, oh, hell, blinds down.
Yeah. She's like, oh, my God, it's so fresh in New York. Because that's how all New Yorkers talk.
Yeah, via Dallas, by the sounds of that.
Listen, I've got to tell you this because it's literally just happened. So, you know, last week I was banging on and on about my blisties, the fact that they've, you know, my blisters,
To be honest, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, well, thanks for keeping a lookout, darling. You were kind of, you know, with your beauty insider knowledge.
Yeah, but I don't really beauty shop.
No, but I thought you might know somebody who knows somebody who makes it in the factory. That's what I was imagining.
Sure.
Anyway, I got a lovely message from this girl saying that she used to be as addicted to it. She understood. She was like, I get it. And so she recommended a new one, which I ordered, which is called Lip Solve. You've heard of Lip Salve. This is Lip Solve.
And gosh.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I ordered it. They sent it in the biggest cardboard box you've ever seen. You know when you get a lip balm?
I mean, how distressing.
It's like the size of my thumb, right? And you get it in a massive box. Anyway, I was tidying up this morning. It was only as I was sitting on the sofa, sipping a cup of tea, thinking, oh, I might try that new lip balm. I'd put it in the recycling with the box. I had to go back out and fish it out. Another 12 hours. That would have been it.
Well, thank you so much for that enriching story.
You're literally the first person that I've seen to tell. I was like, this has just happened to me.
And how is it?
It's nice. It doesn't have the tingle, which I know you had concerns. Tingle concerns.
It's bad
anyway.
For your lips.
Yeah, but it doesn't have that. But it does have, it's got a lot of shea butter, which I'm excited about, and licorice root. I thought of you. Oh, gosh. So, look, I mean, that really, apart from the fact that I've had a pedicure, I mean, that really is the extent of my news this week.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that you've been busy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm really, yes, rushed off my feet over here. Literally yesterday, I was like, what am I going to do this afternoon? I know. I'll have a pedicure.
Oh, how dreamy.
And then I went back this morning. I had a pedicure at 5 o'clock yesterday. I had a manicure at 9:45 this morning. I've practiced every nail. Every single nail is perfection. Right? Oh, my gosh. Look, how the hell have you been getting on?
Well, just a little update about the pooch.
Now,
Last week I did let you know that we were in the market for a pooch. We had been contacted. Anyway,
they've been a match.
we were in Norfolk over the weekend. I've got a good story about Ken from Norfolk. And we came back to have a phone call to say, oh, the foster couple can meet you. She's back from Wales.
Oh, yes, because the dog was on holiday.
The dog was on vacation. So anyway, we met on our road and then went for a walk. Actually, had Dutch and I both had a huge friendship crush on the foster couple, both quite hipster. We were like, they're cool. We really like them.
We don't want the dog. Do you want to come? Do you fancy a glass of wine? Don't worry about the dog.
And then, yeah, we had a little woman come round and vet our house.
A little woman.
I've never seen a woman so small. Her shoes were smaller than my hand. I was like, oh my gosh. And I said to Dutch, I was like, tell me you noticed her little boots. He was like, I couldn't see her little boots all the way down there.
She will save a fortune on footwear from kids, buying kids footwear.
She was in kids' clothes full stop.
Yeah, and she'll always get her size because they'll always be the ones that are left in the sale. Always. You can always get a size 3 in the sale.
What I enjoyed about her visit was that she carried a clipboard but never opened it. It was like she was on her official post without being unofficially official.
Yeah. Always carry the clipboard. You must always, on any home visit, even if you don't use it, you must hold it.
So,
This is so exciting. Yes, yeah, so she's come round.
She's come round. And so last night, the cool hipster couple came over to drop off Willow. Now, Willow is a lurcher. She has not had a very easy life so far and actually came from a rescue centre and had horrible things happen to her before. But last night, she had her first night here. Sheila doesn't know. So do not be posting things on Instagram. There will be no content being put on Instagram until that chat has happened. That's going to be like coming out all over again.
It's like when Sheila didn't know about the podcast. That was like, if you are an OG Port Salut crew member, you'll know. For the first, it was nearly 2 years.
I think it was 2 years.
Yeah, Sheila didn't know that she was even a feature. That stories from her life were being shared every single week.
Even when we did the live, we had to get her drunk before she came to meet people.
Well, then it was fantastic because eventually when she did find out, she just thought it was YouTube, which she was delighted about. She still doesn't fully understand now.
So last night we had this kind of like easing in. The couple, the cool hipster couple, stayed for some wine and pizza. We had a lovely time.
Great.
And then they left and poor Willow was just bereft and was just like, couldn't understand what was going on. Dutch and I thought, a sherry in the drawing room might calm her down. It didn't calm her down.
Who are you two? What am I doing here? I was in Wales only last week.
But really, Dutch and I said, she just doesn't realise how lucky she is yet. That's the thing.
Yeah,
She's just working it out. So I had to hide all cuddly toys. My beloved cuddly toys had been hidden in case she just mauled them.
I haven't really known you for your vast collection of cuddly toys.
There are quite a few that you've not met. And then you'll remember the offering bowl that's attached to our like giant mirror. The offering bowl is now detached and hidden away just in case it was used as a peeking perch. That's come down.
Yep.
The house is literally every candle is on because I'm like, I just need to this dog to know that this is Seance living and she needs to be down with it. First night was okay. It was okay. Today she's been sleeping well. And just before she came on, just before I've come on now, we've had a little bit of an episode. She's loving the garden. She fell in the pond. All in. Literally up to her neck.
Wow.
I mean, I said to Dutch, well, she just won't do that again. And now the pond has a big mesh thing across it. So she knows.
Oh, right. Arrangements have been made instantly. Yes, sure. I mean, let's not forget the same thing happened to me when I first went to your garden.
Yes, we really should remove that algae. We're coming to think of it.
I do think the diving board is a mistake. The slide, the flume going into the bottom, you're asking for trouble.
This is on a trial period. So we have Willow for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And at the end of those 2 weeks, we say yay or nay, as she does in her survey, I'm sure.
Her feedback, of course. It's a gorgeous name. Oh, my gosh. And so she's a lurcher. So is she...
She's a lurcher, but she's like a greyhound lurcher. She doesn't have long hair. She's got short hair. Yeah, the good. Foster couple said as they were leaving last night, if you need a coat, she needs a coat. That's the rule.
Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that absolutely glorious?
I've got it.
If you need a coat, she needs a coat. Oh, that's so nice.
And then we went to buy, because we only found out like yesterday that she was coming today, so we had no dog beds, no food. Nothing. So we had to go and get all this dog paraphernalia. And then, well, you're in a dog shop, it's all dog chat. Dog chat. Yep. The woman at one point pulled her mask down and said, don't buy the coats here, they're very overpriced, and put a mask back up. I was like, thank you kindly, Brenda. I really appreciate that. And she also took us through a floor walk of about 200 dog food brands and told us which brand correlated to large gas giving out from dog. She was like, your dog will have lots of gas on this food. It's very cheap. This one won't. I was like, I want the least fartiest food ever, but not the most premium. But I did say, she was like, oh, we've got these chicken bites, these bacon bites, these lamb bites. And I was like, just so you know, this dog's going to be pescatarian. She doesn't know it yet, but this dog is going to be strictly pescatarian.
Just so we're clear, no hide, nothing.
So Willow is currently, I think she's currently just knocking back a couple of oysters, but you know. Yes.
With Mark in the gut. Cheers.
Somebody told me about Dog Secco, which is the dog's version of Prosecco in case there's a celebration.
If you're worried about a gassy dog, I mean, you know, I wouldn't go near that. June wouldn't be seen dead.
I keep thinking of June. I keep thinking so much of June.
June will know exactly where to get your coats and collars. She'll know just the spots. Ruby's got a collar for any occasion. Actually.
Speaking of June and collars, I actually have had quite a few friends message me saying I've just had to pull in driving to the supermarket crying with laughter at June's nudist reveal.
When June's towel dropped, yeah. Oh, it
June's
was very
Belgian
funny.
Buns have been entertaining the
reveal.
Nation.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Now, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Now, let's. Has that card arrived?
Do you know, the card, I love this. Let's make this a new feature. If you are sending us a little something something, will you send a picture of it before you send it? Because
yes.
You cast your mind back to last week where we were told it was coming from Ireland with the Father Ted stamp. And I am delighted to say it's here. The stamp's better than I even imagined, because it's a quote from Father Ted that was, that money was just resting in my account. I am a huge Father Ted fan, massive.
I've never really got into Father Ted, but it is something that I might. The thing is, it's such thick Irish that Dutch doesn't really understand it. So it's not something we dive into. Schitt's Creek, we're giving a go at the moment.
Oh, you'll love it. It's ever so good. Moira Rose. She's the one. She's going to have a very, very... In fact, I think she was partly based on you when they were writing.
the scene that I saw the other day was where she was in wigs in a cupboard with sunglasses on. I was like, I identify a lot with this character.
John, sometimes Moira Rose will do something in Schitt's Creek and John will go, you do that. And I'm like, yeah, of course I would. Like, without any irony. Like, I don't think she's being fussy. I think she's just being very clear and it's understandable. Please, honestly, even if Dutch isn't there, if you need a laugh, if anyone, Portslade crew need a laugh, please put Father Ted on. It's 25 years old. That's what the stamp is to commemorate. Oh, my God. I've seen them all 100 times and it still just makes me absolutely cry laughing. Oh, my gosh. So this is a card. And then within the card, there is a typed and signed letter.
Oh,
it looks quite official,
inlay.
Actually. Yeah, it looks quite official.
Are we being sued?
Yeah. We've been served from Ireland. So this is a great card. It's got some gorgeous little illustrations of cheeses on the front. And it says, sorry, this card is really cheesy, but I just wanted to say. And then inside, it's a simple message. Dear Jules and Sarah, best wishes from Alison. Right, so let's read Alison's letter. I won't insult Alison by attempting to do a poor Irish accent.
Fair enough.
Dear Jules and Sarah, I bought this card ages ago, but I've been too scared to write it in case I make a mistake. So I decided to type my letter to keep the handwriting to a minimum. I like this, Alison.
Very good.
I've been listening to the podcast since the cab office days. I was the winner of one of your rare prize giveaways. Maybe the only one. When I won a fluffy pom-pom power bank.
I remember that. Oh, yeah. Well, when we used to do giveaways.
I thought she was going to say, I'm writing to say I have never received it. Well,
it pains me to write this note.
I wish I could write under happier circumstances. And actually, that does correlate, because she says, well, I'm writing with bad news. The power bank had a good long life, but has now gone to the power bank farm in the sky, the bin. Thank you for all the laughs over the years. I usually save the podcast for when I'm running, as it's great motivation to get me out the door with my trainers on. I've had a few embarrassing moments where I've burst out laughing mid-jog, but it's worth it for all the gorgeous stories and anecdotes. Jules, good luck in your new house. I wish you and Dutch every happiness. Sarah, I've got a few spare bag for life. If you need any, just give me a shout. Jules moving on with his life. Me still vomiting in a bag for life on Christmas morning. And that is best wishes from Alison. How lovely to have a letter, a typed and signed letter, Alison.
And what font has she used there?
Well, I don't know, but it's a nice one. There's no Arial here, that's for sure. No, this is a very pleasant font. I couldn't place it.
Do you have a font of choice, Sarah?
Yes, I do have a font of choice. And it is, let me get the name of it right, Proxima Nova. That is,
yeah.
Or I'm partial to a Century Gothic as well. Do you have a font?
Futura.
Yes, lovely. My whole website's Futura.
I understand completely. Also, I like Chivo Black and Freshman on my editing. On the software that I lay text on top, it's usually Chivo Black or Freshman.
How nice. If I had to go for one, because some of the fonts are too new, aren't they? When you're doing a newsletter, you have very limited fonts, and I always use Georgia. I feel that it gives a sense of informality and is firm but fair. Oh, my gosh, Alison. This is Sarah, glorious.
Sarah Powell, my life, justifying font choices. Yes.
Justified my life in fonts.
That's great.
Oh, God, that's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. We adore you. We adore you for writing to us, especially with these gorgeous, oh, my gosh, just absolutely marvellous. Please write to us. Send us a little something. We would love that. We will give out the address at the end of the podcast. I am at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
Can I just say, I just stroked my big toe then and I was amazed how soft it was.
I didn't know where you were going then. Did they give you a little toe shave when you went for your pedi?
Oh, yeah, the lot. The absolute lot. Oh, my God, she had a right sweat on. I came out a shoe size smaller.
We'll just remove this ankle fuzz for you, madam.
Oh, that's not just part of my foot. Gosh. Now, tell me about Ken in Norfolk.
Oh, my gosh. So Ken was such a lovely papa and treated us to such a luxury, lovely weekend in Norfolk. And
gorgeous.
We just had the most amazing time, just the six of us, staying in this lovely house. There was a hot tub, which Dutch counted. He went in seven times. I did six. And so Dutch and I have now thought, well, we might hire a hot tub.
And you know, well, I mean, you do know that
do
the
you
hot
like
tubs
them?
Are much. Oh my God, I'm dreaming of a hot tub. I'm desperate for a hot tub.
When, oh my gosh, for our Christmas party.
Yes!
Why don't I hire us a hot tub and we'll have a hot tub party?
Yes, 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 absolutely. I can't. That, yes, you've made my day. That's
okay,
marvellous.
Great. That's perfect. I'm glad we've worked that out on air.
Sure. Yeah.
So we had like the first night in the house, we had played lots of Rolling Stones, lots of wine was drank, cheese boards, etc. Lots of country walks, divine. Anyway, so we got to the last day, we'd had the most amazing weekend. I thought, I woke up in the morning and Ken and I were making a coffee. Sheila was in the shower and I said, oh, Ken, what's your room like? So I sat down and I said, open them blinds. Let's have a look at this view. So I thought, oh, this is nice. Because you know what parents like if you hire a house, they always take the best room. So yeah. I was like, I'll just have a little look.
Paid for it.
Oh. Yes. Oh, how dare they? I don't want to be looking at the bins. So sat down on Ken's bed and I went to put my coffee down and I looked at the side table. Look back at Ken. Ken looked at me. I looked down at the side table and I was like, sorry, Ken, is this a tooth on the side? And he was like, Ken stood there with his coffee.
Oh my God. I mean, I didn't know what you were going to say. It could have been anything on the side.
So Dad was like,
is this a feature?
Dad was like, oh, well, I didn't really want to make a scene on the first night, but before bed I were brushing my teeth and it just popped out.
Oh,
and
my
I said,
God.
Oh, God, so Ken, have you done this whole weekend? And I kept catching him looking like he was having a root around, but I just thought he was like, I just thought he had a bit of flapjack stuck. And I was like,
sure.
Oh, fine, leave him be. No, Ken was assessing the scene on the sly. Now, if you remember Portslade Crew from previous Ken dental stories, there was an incident where Ken's tooth did pop out before and they just glued it back on when he went to the dentist with it in an envelope folded up.
Yes.
And so now
I do remember.
Ken is back having a similar situation with said tooth.
Oh, it's the same tooth.
And will be booking dental appointment. Yeah, same tooth, same tooth. It's just the fact that he was like, don't tell Dutch, don't tell your brother and don't tell Tamar. I don't need this whole weekend being about my tooth. I thought, I've been there, Dad. I've been at dinner parties and my tooth has dropped out. You don't need to talk to me about it.
I mean, I do think that needs properly securing now. I mean, you've tried, Ken. The no more nails just isn't going to cut it. This needs a strong... And also, I think maybe it's time to just, you know, get a crown on it. I think this tooth wants to go.
Well, when we were saying goodbye, just as Dad said, see you, I did hear a slight whistle. I heard that slight octave range and I was like, that's the only distinct tail of it.
Oh my gosh.
See you.
Oh my gosh.
Now, how is June?
Oh my gosh, June. June rang me. So June rang me from the peat bog, which is near where she lives, where she takes Ruby out on the walks. Right?
And that's where she's had all sorts of escapades.
There's been all sorts. Do you remember that pair of glasses? The glasses, the walking stick and the hat. Yes. I still say she should have taken a photo of that.
Vaporized.
Very, very weird. That was very strange. She rang me. Now, June's been having this bloody clear out, right, which I feel like I've been talking about for most of the year. I know, just onwards. She keeps finding things and then calling up. And the thing is, you have to let June know, I would say, within 20 minutes of her alerting you to it. Otherwise, it's on free cycle. Otherwise, it's been and gone. You've missed it. Anyway, she called me up. She'd called me up last week and she said, I've got some lovely... toppers for mattresses. I've got some lovely toppers.
Oh, divine.
Yeah, I said, June, absolutely, I'll take them, right? Anyway, she then rang back and she was like, oh, you know, I've got two singles and a double. She was going through everything. I said, I'll have the lot, June. I'll have whatever you've got. I'll take it. Anyway, she rang me up to say, it's easier, to be honest. It's easier than getting into it. She said, I've got four singles. I'm giving two to Lorna. I said, fine. And then she said, then I've got two for you. She said, I just hope that you don't mind that I have given them the once over, but they both are ever so slightly stained. I said, so June, what are you calling me for here? You're calling me up to ask me if I want your pissy toppers. That's what you're asking me. Do I want them? She said, I've been...
she could be a morning latte stain.
Yeah, I know that. Who knows? She did try and make some insinuations about whom it could have been from. I said, June, I'd rather not know. I think I'm better off not knowing. She said, I have given them the once over with a bit...
with a blue light.
With a bit of... yeah.
June's with a bit mattress of forensics.
I said, June, yes, I'll have them. Anyway... So we're on the phone, we're talking about the pissy toppers. And then I hear Mum go, Ruby, no, no. And it turns out Ruby had gone head first, scrambling down into a ditch to go and get a ball, right? So June's like trying to, like, she's trying to talk to me about the toppers, but she's also trying to recall Ruby out of the ditch. Anyway, she said, Sarah, I'll have to call you back. But you know when they hang up, but they haven't hung up.
No, so they've just put the phone in the pocket.
That's it. Yeah, that's all she'd done. She hadn't hung up.
Not
so
a landline.
All I could hear was, Ruby, Ruby, come on. No, 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 don't come back. No, don't go up that way. Come back up this way, like this. Anyway, June did ring me back to say Ruby got in the house thick with mud and did the biggest shake. The biggest doggy shake. June said it was all over the pew. It was all up my walls.
Not so, the pew.
I know. There has been a mud splatter all over June's back passage by the back door. Honestly, walls, door, the lot.
God, I hope she put wipeable paint on those walls.
Of course she did. It practically cleans itself. She presses a button and it's just refreshed. Oh my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh my gosh, let's now look. There is, within the closed group on Facebook, I have had a quick scan through and I was going to read this as my news, but I thought, you know, I keep doing that every single week and it's not really giving an effort. So I thought I'll just give this a little push and then we'll move on to my news. But there is an absolutely terrific BBC news about epic vegetable growing in Mansfield. And I will say, the size of this guy's turnips, you won't have seen anything like it. And
I can believe
all I'm
going
to say is the cabbage. So we'll just leave that there.
Yes. If you are in the Facebook group, do take a look.
But this one actually comes from the yorkshirepost.co.uk. Delhi saves Yorkshire cheese from extinction after production was stopped after more than a century.
Good heavens.
Cheesemongers Cryer and Stott in Allerton Bywater has added Coverdale, an unpasteurised 6-week-old crumbly cheese first created in the Yorkshire Dales in the early 20th century, to its menu.
Production, it sounds right up my alley.
It sounds very much up your alley.
Doesn't
sound up mine. And you'll see why. Production was halted by the Wensleydale Dairy earlier this year, much to the chagrin of cheese lovers. Chagrin's a great word.
Yeah.
But family runs Cryer and Stott has taken the original recipe and is working with a small dairy to put it back into production. Gemma Ladwich, business development manager, said, "We could not let this amazing cheese steeping in over 100 years of history disappear. We had to do something about it." The firm has teamed up with home farmer and artisan dairy based in the heart of the Dales with their own herd of cows to revive the cheese. You can just see those cows being like, "Oh, God, we're being milked for that again." Ms. Ladwich added, "They were a perfect choice to make the newly revived authentic Coverdale fodders. First created by Alfred Rowntree's dairy in 1912, Coverdale ended up under the control of the Milk Marketing Board in the 1980s. In 2000, the dairy was taken on by Wensleydale, but they took the decision to discontinue the cheese early this year." That sounds like something where a spreadsheet and a graph was involved.
Oh, there's definitely a PowerPoint with all of this on it.
And it is for that reason why we have discontinued, with just these nonsense graphs in the background. Coverdale is cloth-bound, has natural mould rind and a spongy texture with what has been described as a subtle tang. It is sharper and smoother than Wensleydale. Demand for the cheese is already outstripping supply, with customers having to add their names to a waiting list, the deli said.
Good heavens. Do you know, after my Blistex experience, I can't get in for this now. I'll have to wait. I'll wait for it all to catch up.
You'll have to wait till it's hit Port Salut and Babybel levels, where you just can't move for it.
Yeah. Where everybody's tried it. Everybody's had it. So my news from the north is escaped cockatiel returned after singing signature Adams Family theme tune. A fugitive cockatiel who had escaped his cage was tracked down after he was heard whistling his signature tune in a tree in nearby farmland. Smidge, the six-month-old bird, had learnt the theme tune of the 1964 TV adaptation of The Addams Family, written by Hollywood film and television composer Vic Mizzi. The bird had reportedly flown out of his travel cage when his owner, Rhys Owens, left it open in Hoylake, Merseyside earlier this week. In an effort to track down the elusive avian, Mr. Owen drove around the local area with his car windows down and the stereo turned up, playing the Addams Family theme tune on full blast. But the tactic didn't work. Also, he annoyed everybody in the entire village.
Yes.
But after an appeal on social media, Smidge turned up at a local farm where he'd been heard whistling his favourite tune from a tree. As I get there, the first thing they did was stop me and say, "What song does this bird sing?" I go, "Addams Family." And they go, "Yes, he's yours. Thank God," Mr. Owen told the BBC. Mr. Owen has reportedly bought the bird a new, more secure cage. Cockatiels are native to Australia, where they can be seen flying in flocks numbering hundreds of individuals. But due to the ease in which they can be bred in captivity, they are prized around the world as pets. They can easily be taught to sing specific melodies and mimic human words and phrases. They have also learnt to imitate certain human or environmental sounds without being taught to do so, such as replicating mobile phone ringtones. And that is that.
What I really enjoy about this article was because it's on the BBC, which is, you know, quite a high-end publication. It's quite, yes, a big publication. I like to imagine the journalist telling his parents, you know, I've just got a job at the BBC, Mum. I can't wait to be reporting on proper stories and to leave this local rag away. So I've just got a story about a reported parrot. I'll take it.
Now, I've just seen there is a video. Would you like to hear Smidge singing the Addams Family?
Absolutely.
The performance there, I think we can all agree.
Yes. skills you never knew you had.
What I love most is that for a moment there, wherever you are in the world, you've just sat listening to a cockatiel singing the Addams Family. Here we are, all together, wherever you are, whatever's going on, you've just listened to that.
And I think that really sum up this podcast.
Yes, I think it's the first time you've ever listened to the podcast. I mean, you've got a real sense of the sort of thing that goes on there.
The caliber.
Do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes, absolutely.
Jewels. Would you rather find £5, a £5 note on the ground, or find all of your missing socks? £5 or the socks?
Now, if you were to find £5 in note form on the floor, that would mean it's not a windy day, which sartorially does depict the kind of ensemble you could wear on the perfect breezeless day.
Oh my gosh! What if it blew into your garden?
Well, yes, that is a possibility.
Sorry, go on. No, you were talking about the sartorial. You were talking about the windy day. Go on.
I wasn't imagining myself in loose draped linen that could be revealing under windy circumstances, but not on that day.
Sure, of course. That was my first thought.
To find missing socks. Now, Sarah, I don't know if we've ever had a conversation about my complete
mess of socks. I'm afraid to say
we
have. Not only have we talked about it, I've seen it. Jules doesn't ball his socks.
No, I do. You don't pair
your socks. Oh, you
do? I do pair them, but I have...
You didn't, though. For a minute there, you weren't.
Oh, for a long time I didn't, because I only really wore black socks. So yes. I was like, oh, sod it. They can all just go in the drawer, because I can't bear mixed match socks. Mix, whatever. And then for a long time, I did actually have a woven bucket that I kept odd socks in. But then that became in itself this whole beast. Mm. Actually, at the time of recording, we're in a very low level of odd sock zone. But my life has just been odd socks forever.
It's just one big odd sock. The odd sock.
Honestly.
My life.
Trying to Pair by Jules Bonnet. And actually, I think that would be a vast quantity of socks, potentially overwhelming. And for that reason, I'm going to go with the gustless day and the happy fortune of a delicate £5 note laying gently on the floor.
Lovely. Absolutely lovely. And what do you think? And I know I'm putting you on the spot here. What do you think you'd buy with that £5 note?
I'd either be tempted by a little mocktail of some sort, a little afternoon refreshment.
Yes.
Or a delicate pastry.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Just maybe a milfoy. I've said too much.
Oh, my gosh, Portslade crew, we adore you for listening. We just love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you so much for being here. Please write to us like gorgeous Alison did. The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
66747. London.
NW5 9GH. Lovely. And we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's a word, and I feel like you will know this word. It's the first time I've come across it in my entire existence today.
Great.
Gourd.
As in to gourd oneself?
Gourd, noun. A fleshy, typically large fruit with a hard skin, some varieties of which are edible. And they're part of the Cucurbitaceae, some kind of Latin long word, family. But basically, they look like little pumpkins. Like knobbly little pumpkins. You know the pumpkins that they eat, that the BFG eats?
Yes, I do.
They look like that. And gosh. So at this time of year, as we move into this autumnal flair...
I feel like supermarkets will market them as a munchkin.
Yes, and they are a gourd.
Yeah. Oh, could you use it in a sentence, please?
Good heavens, what an array of gourds you have there.
We adore you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.